Demonstrators in Manhattan's Times Square held competing rallies as police set up a cordon between them. Pro-Palestinian groups held demonstrations at the Israeli consulates in Atlanta, Chicago, and in San Francisco, where demonstrators on both sides of the issue came out on Sunday in front of the Israeli consulate. Seth Morrison said the conflict stems from the conditions in the Gaza Strip.
Violence won't solve anything. But when our people are oppressed, when they're held in the conditions of Gaza, like they're in prison, how can you blame them?
But Jay Connor of San Francisco said the conflict has more to do with the unwillingness of Israel's neighbors to recognize its right to exist.
It's abhorrent, it's terrible. There's no reason why anyone who should be out vacationing, having a party, should have to be kidnapped, hostage, raped and murdered and beaten. It's just shocking. And it's the fact that we're still even arguing Jewish existence in 2023 is pretty shocking to me.
Earlier in the day, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was at a prayer service at Congregation Sherith Israel in San Francisco to show her support for Israel and the city's Jewish community.
Terrorism is about instilling terror, instilling fear, undermining your motivation to fight back, taking away your hope. But that will not happen.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is the only Palestinian American serving in Congress. She said she mourns the loss of Israeli and Palestinian lives in the conflict, but said the path to peace must include lifting the blockade, ending the occupation, and dismantling the apartheid system that creates the suffocating, dehumanizing conditions that can lead to resistance, unquote. Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush of Missouri also condemned the violence, but she said in a statement, quote, as part of achieving a just and lasting peace, we must do our part to stop this violence and trauma by ending U.S. government support for Israeli military occupation and apartheid, unquote. President Biden said he fully backs Israel in its fight with Hamas.
In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere that the United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back. We'll make sure that they have the help their citizens need and they can continue to defend themselves.
And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who was on a diplomatic trip to China with five other lawmakers, took the opportunity to call on China's government to make a more forceful condemnation of Hamas's attack, which it later did.
The ongoing events in Israel over the past few days are horrific. I urge you and the Chinese people to stand with the Israeli people and condemn these cowardly and vicious attacks. 250 young people gathered at a dance, and the Hamas terrorists took machine guns and shot them all dead.
Meanwhile, people on all sides of the conflict say they expect it to be a long and bloody one. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.